Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know, y'all better ask somebody.
Hat on,
suit on,
looking like a dapper dog,
giving a microphone,
dress
like a million bucks,
buying things in his cuffs.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey?
Oh, yeah. Everybody out there listening to me, put your hands together for Steve Harvey.
Put your hands together.
I sure will. Good morning, everybody. You're listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only Steve Harvey. I got a radio show. Just trying to give God some back. Just some back of what he done gave me. Just a portion, you know. I'm just trying, man, to show some type of gratitude for all his blessings. I'm just trying to, man, just get it right sometimes. You know what I mean? I mean, man, you just can't do what you want to do and just live wrong all the time, man. You got to, at one point in time, Steve, come on, man. Come on, man. You could do better. I know you can. You know, and you know what I had to do? I had to stop saying, I'm going to try to do better. And I just had to say, hey, man, I'm going to do better. You know, trying is just to put forth an effort. And then if it don't work, well, okay. But if you make up in your mind that I'm going to do something, then trying isn't enough. It's getting it done is the only thing that matters. See, it's the difference between doing and trying. We're going to try to win the game, or we're going to go out here to win the game. Now, trying to win the game means that you could lose. But when you got in your mind made up, most athletes will tell you that they go out there with the full intent and purpose of winning and winning only. See, they don't put the second place finisher on the cover of Sports Illustrated. Second place don't get you there. You got to win. And now, take it out of the scope of athletics, but keep it in that type of analogy. In life, man, you just want to win in life, don't you? I mean, at the end of the day, don't you want to be on the cover of Sports Illustrated of life? Don't you want to be recognized for your hard work? Don't you want, you know, to be recognized in the bonus structure down at your job? Don't you want to have your plaque up on the wall down at your job? I mean, most people do. Some people could care less. Some people don't care about looking good or being their best. And that's cool, but I ain't talking to them, though. I'm talking to you. I'm talking to those of you who want to be the best you can be. You know, people kill me when they get mad at people. And he brown-nosed and he all up on the employee of the month. Man, the dude doing his job to the best of his ability and he getting recognized for it. What that got to do with all that you talking about? Because you ain't up there. You know, it's amazing, man, how people describe other people's success. He's so lucky. Lucky? Hey, man, don't they kind of get you a little bit when people call you lucky? When, let me tell you what luck really is, y'all. Luck is when hard work bumps up into opportunity. When hard work runs smack dab up into opportunity. Some people call that luck. But hold on. Let's think about this. If you wasn't working hard and opportunity presented itself, what would you call that? What you call that? A missed opportunity? what you call that, wrong place at the wrong time? Boy, you missed out on that. But see, when you've been working hard, an opportunity presents itself and it bumps up into each other. Now people want to call that luck. But hold up, here go the part, though, that they ain't paying no attention to. Yeah, that opportunity came by. But if you had not been working hard and the hard work had not ran up into opportunity, what would you have? No, sir, it's not luck. It's work. It is work. Because there's a scripture that says faith without works is dead. Look, I know I use the same ones all the time, but them the ones I know. I mean, what you want me to do? You want me to lie to you? You want me to come on here and tell you, man, I've been studying the Bible? I haven't. But my mama was a Sunday school teacher. She taught me enough, though. Now, I know the difference between right and wrong, just like you do. You ain't got to, you know, it kills me when people write a strawberry letter. Am I wrong for this? You know, good and well, look at, let's read your letter. Are you wrong for this? You know, you wrong, but you don't need us to be telling, you know, but I'm going to do this anyway. Well, see, go ahead, though. Do what you want to do. But you know what, y'all? Here's the best advice I can give you. This is what I really came to talk about this morning, but I got sidetracked because I listened. You know what? Get out of your own way. So many of us are blocking our own blessings. We just in our own way. We are in our own way. And one of the most dangerous ways you can get in your way is to do it your way. To get it figured your way and to lock in on your way, and this the way it's got to go. Do you know how many people are blocking their blessing? Do you know how long I blocked mine with that mindset right there? This is how I want it to happen. This is how I want it to go down. This the way I'm going to go about it. And this what's going to happen. Lock, loaded, fire. So I was dead set on doing it my way. Have you ever talked to people? Man, well, this is just the way I do it. Look, cause this the way you do it, you think that make it the right way? You think just cause you done thought on it long and hard and that's what you really want, do you really think that your way is the right way? Or could there be a better way? See, until I started listening to God and started paying attention to his way, man, I was spinning my wheels, man. I was out here so determined this how I was going to do it. But you know, I had to learn how to get out of my own way. Because just because I could do it my way didn't mean it was the right way. I had to get out of my own way. Just get out your way, man. Now, what does that mean? That means, see, set your goals. That means have your dreams. I'm saying set your goals, man. I ain't saying don't set goals. Listen to me. Set your goals. What is it you want to happen? What is it you'd like to have? What is it you'd like to be? What do you aspire to? Set your goals and set your dreams. Now, take your goals and your dreams to God and ask God to show you how. Man, you can save yourself a lot of pain. Listen to somebody who did it his way for so long. And when I finally got out of my way, out of my own way, when you've heard old people say, let go and let God, you've heard them say that. I didn't get it, but I got it now. Let go and let God. And it's an amazing little saying, though. Now, you know, you may not get it now. It took me a bunch of years to get it, too. But when I took my goals and my dreams and my vision to God, and I said, God, this is what I hope for. This is what I aspire to. This is what I want to be. This is where I would love to get to. Then I said, help me. Show me how. Point me in the right direction. Let me follow your footsteps. Guide me. And give me a spirit of discernment. Show me who wrong. Because I meet people every day ain't up to no good with me. Every single day. Oh, man. Man, I can't believe I run up into you, man. The Lord told me something was going to happen to me today. Well, see, I talk to him every day. He did not mention you to me. He ain't said nothing to me. He didn't tell me what was going to happen in my life. Now, that don't mean it can't happen because I'm open to it. But it amazes me when people come up to me, man, the Lord wanted me to tell you this. Hold on, man. I talk to him every day. Every day. Some days more than others. I ain't perfect. I miss sometimes, but I'm on a daily basis talking to him. So really, man, I'm please know I'm listening as well as I've ever listened before. But get yourself together though. See, know your goals and your dreams and then let God show you how to do it. he'll do it. You know, it's so important, everybody, that you get focused, that you aim for something, that you dream of something, that you aspire to something. But it's the best thing you can do after you do all that. Man, get God involved in it, man. Talk to him. I mean, why would you not? What you got to lose? You ain't got to go down there and make no big scene and run laps around the church and run up there and throw yourself on the altar and scream and flip over and throw money in the air. You ain't got to do that. This you and God, man. This you and God. You know, you got to serve and praise him the way you do it. You got to let nobody else tell you how it's done. It's a personal relationship. People kill me if you don't do it this way, if you don't come here to this church and you don't run around in this circle and you don't get flipped in the air and you don't. Hey, man, you better go have a relationship with God. See what that's about. You understand? Don't nobody throw you off with all that. All right. All right, y'all. Talk to him. He'd love to hear from you today.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
21 minutes after the hour. 21 minutes after the hour. Make yourselves available to this announcement. Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show. It is morning. It is a show. It is the greatest show on earth. We've stolen that now because Ringling Brothers is closing.
Yeah. It's available.
So now we're going to take that, the greatest show on earth, that now belongs to us.
We can be that.
We've trademarked it. Don't have to go look for it. We got it. Ladies and gentlemen, the greatest show on earth. Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, here we are with the crew, Shirley Strawberry. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Steve.
And Carla Farrell, good morning.
Good morning, Steve and the crew. Happy Tuesday.
We always do the ladies first. Junior!
Morning, Unc!
All right. Tommy, okay with you calling me Unc now?
I don't care.
Oh.
I love it, Junior.
Go.
Yeah, son, early.
Today could be the day, Junior.
This could be the day.
Well, I don't know who's going to be here today, ladies and gentlemen. Nephew Tommy or Thomas Miles. Good morning to all three of you.
It's Tommy. Good morning. Good morning. I'm Steve Shirley Carla.
Junior and Jay. Good morning. How you doing?
What up, ignorant one?
What up, my May Day buddy? What's up, Mr. Harvey? What is going on?
Cadillac seats, boy.
That's how far you guys go back.
We go way back, way back.
Man, the beginning of my career, man. Mm-hmm. Wasn't for this dude right here, man. I wouldn't have got to the place faster. Yeah, I think it was a blessing working with him that first week because he taught me so much. I was up there watching this dude just be black. I said, you can do that?
You can do that?
You can be black, yeah.
He said, hell, I can't be nothing else. Look at me. I said, well, cool, then.
Be that. That's how we do it. And look where we are now, together again.
Exactly.
Wow, look at God.
In the words of LTD, back in love.
Right back.
Now, you guys are great friends. You go way back, like you say, like Cadillac seats. Have you ever had a falling out, the two of you?
No.
That's good. That's good to be friends that long and never have a falling out.
You know what? I think the reason is we're not around each other that much.
Yeah,
that helps the friendship stay, you know. Because I'm sure he would get sick of me and we ain't every day.
No. It's like if you sailmates, eventually.
It's going to be a fight.
Yeah.
We took it to prison already. Yeah.
How we get to jail?
I don't know. He's just explaining how it would be if we were cellmates. There would be a fight sooner or later, right?
Because cellmates are close.
Your nerves. Yeah.
Well, I don't. You know, if you're in jail, like maybe I don't like the way he makes soup or something like that. You know, just little things.
In the toilet.
In other words, we're friends, okay? How about that?
Yeah. And you've remained friends, and you've never had a falling out. Okay, that's great. I was just
trying
to check.
Do men really fall out like that, though?
Huh?
Do men fall out like that? You know, women.
Yeah.
Really? You got to do something to a brother, though.
Why you think Jay over here now?
Get print, Junior.
Good one, Junior.
That's a good print.
All right, it's time for something funny coming up. And Junior is here with Truth Be Told. Pimpin is also going to be in the building.
Pimpin?
What?
Game 4 of Boston at Cleveland is tonight. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, we're back. It's time to get up. Junior is here with Truth Be Told. And also, Pimpin is here.
Yeah. Yeah. Lil Bit right after Junior. So, you know, and you know how you feel about Junior. So, Junior.
Hey, listen, gang. Have y'all heard about this new fashion thing that's sweeping across for males?
Oh, this is truth be told.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I have.
The rompers. The rompers, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, are y'all familiar with that?
No.
Yeah.
Rompers is a onesie short set for men with different patterns.
Oh, yeah. Tommy? What?
They're cute.
It's a onesie.
Well, let's go to the littlest man, Tommy.
Because I know where I'm all the time.
About this. No,
but
now
they
don't.
We're going to stop that.
Yeah, he said, he did.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, this is a mistake.
No, hold on. Is Tommy?
I'm not wearing a onesie. I'm wearing grown man clothes. Grown man clothes.
With feet in it, Junior?
No, they stop at the knee.
Ow.
Yeah, it's a romper.
It's called a romper. I seen this dude came here asking would I be interested in purchasing one day. $35.99. Now, if you seen these, Cam Newton wore one. Cam Newton wore one. So now it become this fashion trend. Now, the problem we're having with these rompers is that we not built like Cam Newton.
No.
We don't have romper bodies.
No.
You can't see, you older now. So you put a romper on, your girl got a romper. Y'all can't be dressed alike. Like from the back, your girl look like you and you look like her. This is not really a good look. So then,
is it romper? R-U-M?
R-O-M-P-E-R.
R-O-M.
Yeah, romper.
Romper.
I wasn't with the Cam Newton though.
Mr. Brown has been wearing them for years on Meet the Browns.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah, he's been wearing them for a long time.
You're right.
They don't look right on him.
No. But then, too, Jay, your legs ain't the same no more.
No. Mm-mm.
You know, you got a lot of injuries on your legs now. Now you got to explain. You put a romper on. Now you got to explain why these ants didn't bit you up back when you were 15. Well, you get all them ant bites, so your legs ain't cute no more. You know what I'm saying? Now you put a romper on. Now they want to take the zipper on the romper and bring it down your stomach. Now we see why you got a stab wound. These is not stuff we should be seeing for men in these rompers, man. I'm just telling you, we don't need to wear these. Let's just get past this idea. This is nothing sexy about these rompers for us.
A lot of men are wearing them, though.
Yeah. Okay. I'm telling you, they are.
Well, revolutionizing men's fashion.
We older now. Your bladder ain't the same. How you gonna get to this bathroom?
Well, let me tell you, Junior.
You got to get out that thing.
Did you see the guy, or Shirley, did you see the guy that did like, it was like a wet t-shirt? And he did the wet romper look? Did you see that?
That ain't nothing to be
too much.
It was way too much.
I didn't see him.
Way too much.
Let's just get past the whole romper thing, though. Let's just move past it. I'm telling you. Going to that bathroom, you got that bladder?
It's too much. Junior.
It's too much when you got to pee, you can't have no error.
You
miss
right
that zipper and watch what happened. Ain't no room for error.
I know how we can solve this. You said earlier, Steve, that Pimpin was coming on. I bet Pimpin would wear a romper. I want to hear
Pimpin
his take.
Pimpin can't
on
wear
it.
No
you
romper.
Think so, Shirley?
No, that ain't who got one take, that's on this
Pimpin
show.
Don't wear
somebody
no
else
romper.
Got one.
I want to hear his take on it.
Hey, hold on. Let me step in here for a second. What's happening, everybody?
Hey, what's up, Pimpin?
What's up, Shirley?
Hey, Pimpin, how you doing?
Ladies first, always. How I'm always doing. I'm doing like I've been doing it. I just do it. You know what I'm saying? Hey, what's up, Chocolate?
What's happening, Pimpin? What's going on with you?
That's everything good. What's up, Tommy, my man?
My man. What's going on, Pimpin?
Good. Hey, new dude, J. Anthony.
Hey, what's up, Pimpin? How you doing, man?
Ain't nothing, man. We just up in here just trying to make it happen. What's up, Junior?
Pimpin, my hero.
Junior with the voice. Every time I hear your voice, I get excited all over again. It reminds me when I first got into Pimpin.
What year was that, Pimpin?
Oh, man, like 76.
76.
Yeah, 19. Bicentennial year. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You've been on your job.
You know, bicentennial, key word, bison. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
Bison, man. You know what I'm saying? So what's happening? What y'all talking about in here? I heard somebody call me.
Pippin, would you wear a romper?
What?
Yeah, I want to hear this.
Would you wear a romper? Like a onesie short set?
Oh, you talking about what the dudes is wearing now?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, to be honest with you, old school pimps don't wear that. But, you know, I seen them. You know, they all right. You got to have the body for it. You know what I'm saying? You just can't put one on. You know what I'm saying? Or ones, and, you know, you got to have enough fabric.
Yeah.
You know, to cover your stomach. You know what I mean? You sit up in here looking like a maternity top.
Yeah.
You know, dude, put that on and ain't got no flat stomach. That's just a maternity top. And then your stomach goes straight down to your zipper. You got a problem, partner.
Tell me. We can't wear it.
I can't wear no romper because the shorts ain't long enough.
Pimps don't do shorts above the knees.
Well, nah, I'm packing, so I got to be careful with what I wear. But, you know, they already they already want me. You know what I'm saying? It's going down like that. I like bell bottoms. You know, capes. You know,
you love your capes.
You still
rhinestone,
capes?
Diamond, crusted
you still
capes,
capes,
goblets. Yeah. You know, some. I might wear a sombrero.
A sombrero?
You got enough jewelry on it, I wear that. My boy Magic Wand had one. You know, that's why I saw that. But I wear capes, you know.
Okay.
Gators.
Even in the summer, right? Summertime, you wear fur too, right?
I wear fur year round. Fur don't go out of sky. Animals still living, ain't they?
They don't get hot.
Do animals die in the summer? They out in they fur. Why wouldn't I be? Uh-uh. You know what I'm saying? You know, when I put my fur up because it's hot outside, you know. I sure wish I could come back and talk to y'all, but I'll be back if y'all ask me to.
All right, Pimpin, thank you. Run that prank from the nephew coming back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, y'all. Hey, coming up at the top of the hour, Miss Ann gonna be here with the national news. Shirley, you got a story for us. But first, Tommy, come on, let's run that prank back, boy.
You hit my car, Uncle Steve. You hit my car.
Oh, you wasted and had Raymond noodles all over the place. Hello?
I'm trying to speak to Adele.
This is she.
Do you live in apartment number?
That depends on who asking.
My name is Herman Wells. I live in building 3, apartment. Do you live in apartment number?
What you want with where I live?
Look, ma'am, do you drive a Camry, a Toyota Camry, a light blue one?
Yes.
All right. Your next door neighbor then told me that you ran into my car. I got a Benz, a black one, a 2005 C240. Now, I got light blue scratches on my...
Wait. My neighbor told you what?
Your neighbor, matter of fact, his name is Brian.
I talked to the cross eyed that live across the hall.
The what?
The cross eyed that live across the hall told you what?
Man, listen. All I know is he say he live in an apartment. He live next door to you. You live in a supposedly apartment right here in Court Apartments. Now all I'm saying is, he told me your car is the light blue car. Backed into my car. Now, I ain't trying to create no problem, but somebody got to fix my car. Now, I got light blue scratches on my Benz.
Last I checked, my light blue Camry wasn't the only light blue Camry they made.
Ma'am, you the only light blue car in the parking lot. Ain't no even
I'm
light...
the only light blue car in the parking lot right now. I ain't going to say I've been the only light blue car in the parking lot.
Ma'am, I'm not...
Look, and I'm in the middle of... Watching T, what can I do for you?
What you mean, what can you do for me? You didn't hit my car.
I ain't touched your car. Is you got some cameras out in this parking lot that saw me hit your car?
No, I don't have no cameras, but at least...
Well, then, I believe this conversation is over. And I don't give a what the cross-eyed man across the hall told you.
Look, let me tell you something. You didn't hit my car. Now you going to sit up and act like you ain't...
Hold on, player. Is you yelling at me?
I'm not yelling at you, but you didn't hit my car. You the
I
only
ain't
light,
touch your
ma'am.
Car,
you the only light blue car in the parking lot.
I'm the only light blue car in the parking lot now. And as a matter of fact, my car ain't even in the parking lot. My sister borrowed my car to go to the store.
Well, is it possible that your sister is the one that hit my car?
Now, what?
Okay, is your sister? When is she coming back? Maybe she hit my car and didn't tell you she hit my car.
No, she ain't hit your car. She ain't hit your car because she would have told me she hit your car. Look, I said ain't nobody hit your car. My car ain't got no scratches on it.
What you ain't gonna be doing is sitting here cussing at me, though.
Then I don't give a what kind of scratches you got on your car, but I can't do a thing about it. And even if you did, let me just be clear. I ain't got no insurance, no way. So I can't do nothing for you.
Wait a minute. Let me tell you something.
You ain't got to tell me a thing. And as far as I'm concerned, this conversation is over.
Wait a minute. Let me ask you. Have a hung up. Call her back.
Mister, you act like I ain't got
you
call
gonna pay for these scratches on my car. I got $3,500 worth of on my car. And
I don't give a about no. You had the scratches on your car already. And you ain't finna use me as no excuse to get you no new paint.
I ain't had no scratches already on my car.
Oh, yeah, you had them. Oh, yeah, you had them.
No, I did
that's
not.
What I'ma tell the insurance adjuster if he come over here. Nah, because you gonna be using your insurance. I already told you I ain't got
nothing. Don't make me come over to your apartment no more.
Standing in the door. I'm on my way to the door now. I'm standing in the door. Come on.
Look, I got $3,500 worth of scratches on my car that you need to pay for. You're the only light blue.
My car ain't even worth $3,500. So you already doing better than me.
What?
Look, I already told you. I'm tired of talking to you. I'm watching TV. And you ain't got shit else to talk to me about.
I need to talk to you about this car. Lady, listen.
I'm not fixing your car.
I got 35.
I didn't touch your car. My car ain't bumped up against your car. I ain't even parked next to no BMWs lately.
It's a Benz.
What the hell ever?
It's a Benz C240, a black.
I don't give a if it's a Benz 777. I can't help you.
They don't make a 770.
I don't give a
Lady, look, you know what? Can I say something to you?
No, you can't say a You know what you can say to me? You can say bye.
I just want to say one more thing to you.
One more thing. I'm going to give you one more thing. Go ahead on.
All I want to say is, this nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show, your sister Robin out of D.C. put me up to...
Oh, that don't make me... You know what? I don't even hear y'all show. I listen to the show on the internet. And this you wait till I talk to her.
All right, Miss Adele, before you go, can you tell me, what is the baddest radio show in the land?
The Steve Harvey Morning Show. All right, nephew Tommy.
That is. Just keeping it stupid. Just want to get my stupid, a couple cups of stupid this morning. That's all. Just a nice
you got,
good cup
you
of
got stupid by the gallons, boy.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. No going to be most cups. Stupid Friday, June 30th. I'm going to be stupid. A Time to Laugh is going down in Dallas, Texas. It is Mega Fest, and the comedy show is A Time to Laugh at the K. Bailey Hutchinson Convention Center, Dallas, Texas, June 30th, Friday night. Tickets on sale at all Ticketmaster outlets. Come check out your boy and the one and only Cedric the Entertainer. We will be in the building. Tickets on sale right now.
Okay. All right. Tell Ced we said what's up.
Yeah.
Fox News personality Geraldo Rivera recently spoke to TMZ about the passing of Roger Ailes. Geraldo recalled Ailes as a good friend, his mentor. He also referred to him as a genius, saying that he and Rupert Murdoch were responsible for creating a news outlet that spoke to the so-called rednecks and farmers. Wow. And most recently, Bill O'Reilly, of course, was fired from that show, from that network as well.
Yeah, okay. You know, I saw that story. Roger Ailes, he passed. So, you know, mm-hmm. you don't have to say anything negative about a person when they pass, man.
Right.
I just don't. That's not my thing. But, you know, Fox is taking some hits right now, the passing of Roger Ailes. He was one of the top people over there. They had to let Bill O'Reilly go.
Yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. they taking some hits. I'm pretty sure Sean Hannity wants to be number one over there.
Yeah, I think Bill is, I haven't heard it, but I've heard he was leaving Fox to do his podcast.
Podcast. Yeah.
And he got like 25 mil or something.
Yeah, but that's still a podcast. Mm-hmm. Still a podcast.
You say he got 25 mil?
I think he got 25 million.
Oh, to leave. Yeah, he got to leave.
Yeah,
he got to
leave.
Yeah.
Oh, uh-huh.
Yeah. That's a good. Ain't no way we're leaving like that.
Nice chunk of change.
Oh, y'all will leave for 25 mil.
Be out of here. So fired. I would be so fired.
5 mil.
Yes. Yes. Fire me.
Yes. 500,000.
Gone.
Fire me.
Gone.
No, we need a little more.
Junior.
No. Did you, don't speak to me.
I said 5 million. Junior unplugged his mic.
Thank you.
I know you guys heard about this sea lion story over in British Columbia. We'll tell you about that. Coming up next, Miss Anne will be on deck with today's national news, and we'll talk to her.
October 6th through the 9th.
Yeah.
SandandSoulFestival.com.
Uh-huh.
Hey, I tell you what, we ain't done this in a while.
What's that?
Shut the site down.
Oh. Steve Harvey Nation.
Steve Harvey Nation, do this for me. SandandSoulFestival.com. Go shut it down. If you get in, look at the assorted room packages that's available. 5 hotels to choose from. Beaches. Gorgeous swimming pool.
I love it.
Shopping.
Yes!
Plenty of restaurants.
Woo. Eat all day.
Parties and entertainment and chilling. Folks, they've got it all. SandandSoulFestival.com. Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This story is crazy. If you saw the footage in the video of this, it was unbelievable. Some tourists sitting on a dock at the Stevenson Fisherman's Wharf in Richmond, British Columbia, got a bit of a scare when a sea lion grabbed a little girl and dragged her into the water. It happened so fast. Man. Her family started feeding the animal, and the sea lion started to become comfortable. In the video, you can hear people laughing and whistling at the sea lion and holding their hands over the water as if they were holding a treat. At one point, the sea lion lunges within inches of the little girl's face. It seems like a friendly move, and the girl laughs, you know, ha ha ha. She laughs, okay? Then a few seconds later, when the seal lunges again, it grabs the girl, it yanks her backwards into the water.
By her dress.
Yes, after being pulled back onto the dock and was rescued. This was crazy. The family quickly walked away from the area without saying much. They were probably very shaken up and just wanted to get away from the sea lion as fast as possible. I would agree with that.
Yes.
They've been warning visitors, though, not to feed the animals for years, okay? And they're just over there feeding the
animals. But there was a man who wasn't in the family, dove in and got the
girl. And he jumped in. Yeah,
he rescued
her. And got the little girl, yeah. Because who knows what would have happened? I mean, it happened so quickly,
black
you didn't
people
believe
know.
It.
No, black people know what will happen.
Yeah, come on, Jay.
Yeah, black people will know. See, the problem that you have with white people is they think all wild animals are to be played with.
Uh-huh.
You mean you read it all the time.
Uh-huh.
It's either a polar bear or alligator or kangaroo. Now a sea lion. Black people know a wild animal is a wild animal.
So you're saying this couldn't have happened.
This doesn't.
When you
doesn't
heard
affect
this story,
at all. I knew. I just knew this was not black.
But what if it had happened to you, Jay?
Oh, my God. The ass whooping being pulled out of the water.
Uh-huh.
When Ed Lee Brown was waiting.
Who's that? Who is
my
that?
Mother. My mother. Yeah, my mother. When I came out the water, I probably would have just stayed in the water and drowned because.
Just go with the seal.
Rather than
you know,
get
oh my God,
than the wrath of your mother.
No. Let me drown. Please, just, can I drown
we'll
right
now? Kill me now.
No, please, let me drown right now.
Your mama
you don't want that. My mama, 250, 4'4", standing there waiting for me to get out the water.
Oh my God.
In her work outfit when she done caught the bus down to the pier because your ass is in the water.
They told you not to feed them.
I done caught 2 buses to come down to the pier and get off my good job.
Yes, yes.
Because your ass is down here with a seal.
We don't have seals in this family.
4'4", 250 in her white work outfit. No, Lord,
Now, my daddy. He a different reaction.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
After I get beat.
Yeah.
My daddy is now selling SMS.
What's that?
What's
SMS?
That?
What's that?
Them is seal meat sandwiches. Because my daddy shot that damn seal. My father believes in shooting everything.
Oh, man.
Seal, snatch that damn boy down in that water. Step right up here. We got them fresh. We got them fresh as you want it. Seal meat sandwiches. Rare. More rare than Wagyu. Way more rare.
Love it.
All right, Steve. We got to bring in Miss Ann.
In light of what's going on today. So, do we have Miss Ann available? So, bring us here. Up
now
here.
Now it's we embarrass our kids. Back then, you...
Yeah, you know, now it's here. Good morning, everybody. This is Ann Tripp with the news. And yes, we have a lot going on, and a lot of it is not good, okay? Celebrities from The Rock to Bruno Mars, Cher, Ryan Seacrest, Paula Abdul, all expressing their shock and sending prayers over yesterday's deadly explosion at an Ariana Grande concert in Manchester, England. Authorities say that 22 concertgoers were killed, at least 60 others injured. Manchester police treating it as a terrorist incident until they know otherwise. President Trump has reacted.
So many young, beautiful, innocent people living and enjoying their lives murdered by evil losers in life. I won't call them monsters because they would like that term. I will call them, from now on, losers, because that's what they are. They're losers.
Authorities say another possible bombing device was found not too far away from where the first one went off. Police took it away and got rid of it by way of controlled explosion. They also say that the bomber was found dead at the scene. Again, they're looking into him and his connections and, you know, whatever. Ariana Grande says she's just broken by the whole thing.
Yes,
she's canceled her concert tour right for now anyway. And she just, you know, everybody is so bummed out by this. A lot of children were among the dead.
Yeah.
Young children were among the dead. So, I mean, people out for an innocent concert, having fun with their families, and a lot of them are not coming home again. So this is very sad. And of course, the police presence has been beefed up in a lot of other cities, and you know, because of this, and in cities in Israel and New York City, for instance, around the Capitol and the White House, you know, all that has been beefed up, even though there haven't been any direct threats. But you have to do that because, you know, you can be wrong once, but they can only be right once, and they'll have this if they're just right once, that's it. So we have to be careful. Jeez. Bail has been denied for three Mississippi teenagers. This is disgusting. They were charged in connection with the murder of a six-year-old little boy. 19-year-old Byron McBride, along with Dwan Wakefield Allen, they're both 17. They were arrested for killing the toddler, Kingston Frazier, whose body was found in his mother's car only hours after the vehicle was stolen with him in it outside a Jackson, Mississippi supermarket last Thursday. According to a sworn statement, Wakefield claims that McBride stole the car and killed a child. He faces the death penalty. Okay, a lot of news, not good. Anyway, we're back. Eugene the Butterfly comes back at 20 minutes after the hour. Stay tuned to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Folks, he's here. It's him.
Enthusiasm, excitement, please.
I don't know.
Be nice.
You sound excited.
Oh, my God. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Steven, Tommy, Shirley, Carly.
This is coming.
Junior, J. Anthony Brown. Just good morning to everyone. I heard you guys talking about it earlier, and I have a surprise for the fellas. Mm-hmm. Are y'all ready?
Yeah.
Can I get a drum roll, technician? No. I want to say this. Here it is. I am making everybody a romp hem for you all to wear. We're going to wear them together.
Oh,
okay.
Wow. What? Oh, really? I could see you in one, definitely, Butterfly.
Yes, yeah. I have one that stops at the mid-thigh. But anyway, I want all of the guys on the show so we can
you'll
take a
stop
big
at
radio
mid-thigh,
picture.
But they was made for below your knee.
What are you
but
saying?
But anyway, and Junior, it's
his
not
stomach
rompers,
and that high ass and pulled it up. Nice mid-thigh. It looks like a miniskirt.
No, it does not. It's a romper.
When he
but
when
it's really it's romp him, Junior. I just want you to remember that. Not romper, it's romp him. And it's what men are wearing right now. And you know what? I feel like a mechanic when I put mine on. I feel like it feel like an overall with shorts. So I feel like a mechanic, like I'm a worker. Anyway, so I want everyone to get, for the fellas, you know. You want to, you know, Carly, you want to feel like, you know, you feel like you rough and stuff. You know?
That's not rough.
Yeah. But you know, Steve, when I wear it, I feel like You know, like Martin Long, like Jerome in the house. You know, I feel like I got an aggressive thing going on. So anyway, I'm gonna get you guys some fabric so we can pick out which ones you want. I don't know if you want silk. I don't know if you want something.
Silk. Anybody wearing linen?
I'm not wearing none of that, man.
Just don't give Jeff
every last away. One of you out are gonna put this romper on. Now that's what you gonna do. You're not gonna tell me what you're not gonna do. You're gonna put it on. Now if you wanted to zip down to the navel, I could do that. Or
that's where yours
is. Or we can button
anyway.
To the top. I prefer wearing a scarf with mine.
Oh, so you really flipped it. Okay.
Yeah, yeah, scarf really around the neck. Scarf around there, but where you want to really rock it though, you want to have on some nice Timberland boots. You're not getting aggressive again. You know, it just feels good. Great.
Ain't nobody wearing that. Bye, man.
We gotta go. Yeah.
You're gonna wear my damn rompers now.
Steve and Jay are here with May Day. That's coming up. And Junior's up next with Ain't No Way. We'll be back at 34 after the hour.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, y'all, we back. It is now time for Ain't No Way.
Ain't No Way.
Is that what we decide whether it's a...
Yeah.
What is Ain't No Way?
Whether it's true or false headline only.
Okay, that's what this
is.
That's
all it is. All right,
come on.
Just the headline alone.
All right, let's go.
All right, here we go. Okay. One of the stories I just found up just really just had me tripped out. Man accused of hurling glass eye at ER doctor and nurse.
Yeah,
I believe that.
He clearly didn't like what he saw.
Ain't no way. Yeah.
He threw his eye?
His glass eye at the doctor eye. And the nurse.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is actually true. He did do that.
Yeah, I can see
that. I believe it.
You can't see out of it. No way.
I could see that happening.
But what information did you get from the doctor make you throw your eye? You reached right up in your own skull.
The bill. Yeah. And if it's
ain't
a different
no
color.
Yeah. Yeah, that eye right there, sir, is $78,400. Well, you can have this thing.
Okay. You throw it at him and it falls on the floor. Ew.
Give me a patch.
I love it.
Yeah, man, that was one of my boy. I took him down right there. All right, here go another one. Man sues wife over ugly baby.
That happened in China.
Yeah.
That happened in China, but I'm not allowed to say that.
Why aren't you allowed to say the word?
I'm sorry, I forgot.
It's not my business. That's not to him.
That's the true story.
He don't look like me at all.
Jay.
I didn't say nothing.
You gotta get us put off the radio.
He don't look like me.
Who's it?
Yeah, I got a partner who really need to sue.
His wife over the baby.
Man, he showed me his baby one time. He came a long time ago. I was on King's Comedy Tour. I grew up with the dude, too. Saw him down in the lobby. Man, I ain't seen you in years, man. I said, come on over to the hotel, man. Let's chop it up. We in the hotel lobby. I'm finna go around here to the bar with him and sit down and smoke cigars and talk trash.
This man got a surprise for you. No, you that's never thought it, man, but I done gotten married.
I said, damn, man. Look. Ugged and got married? Damn. And we called him Ugg.
So he was already
Ugg. Oh, yeah, he was tore up, though. That was his nickname, was Ugg. Man, he said, got surprised for you. I got married. I was thinking to myself, who the hell married this ugly ass? So here this woman come, and the woman was like fairly, wasn't bad looking. For him, it was a big come up. Girl wasn't bad looking at all. Mm-hmm. Came up, she had a baby in her. He said, man, we just had a baby. Now, keep in mind, now we 48 now.
Okay.
We in our 40s. Uh-huh. He done had his first baby. Mm-hmm. He's a man, I ain't gonna believe. Pull that blanket back. I looked at that baby. Doc, I didn't know what to say. I just sat there. My mouth was open. He said, man, breathtaking, ain't it? I said, take it right away. I'm talking about taking. Do you know what I said to him, Shirley? That's all I can think of.
What's that?
I said, man, that boy looked just like
that's the safe line.
He's a man, thank you.
That's always a safe line.
That's a safe line.
He said what? What did he say?
I said, man, that boy looked just like you. Thank you. Yeah. That boy had
took it
for
as
the
a
same
compliment.
Childhood you had.
Yeah.
All right. Look here. Let me tell you this, Shirley. Uh-huh. Mother pulls gun on barber who was taking too long to finish her 7-year-old son $6 haircut.
Hell oh, ain't yeah. no way.
I believe it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I believe
Black
it.
Lady.
Ain't no way.
I Black believe lady.
It. Mm-hmm.
Nah.
No. You can't.
Yeah, well, it happened. It's true.
I believe that happened.
See mm-hmm.
You talk about the pressure that barber was under.
Yeah.
Son won't sit still.
You better get a line right.
Didn't I tell you I got somewhere else to go?
Yeah. You know, Black barbers and beauty shops take forever. Time.
Yeah, they can take forever.
Yeah.
But golly, for a $6 haircut, it ain't got to be perfect.
Depending on how big it is.
I'm
thinking
that
haircut was free that day.
It depends on what, Steve?
I said, depending on how big your head is.
You can't rush me.
No. That's like putting a hairline on a world globe.
Yeah,
just take a big one of them big globes on a stand and try to put a hairline on.
Nephew Tommy's prank phone call is coming up right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, y'all, coming up at the top of the hour, about 4 minutes after the hour, get ready for today's strawberry letter. But up next, Foo, what you got?
Uncle Steve, this right here is, I need a reference.
What, a job?
What, you need a job?
No. I need a reference for somebody I'm finna start dating. See, so I might as well call who she was with last. You see what I'm saying?
Oh, what? My goodness, yes. Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, I need a reference. That's all it is. Mm-hmm. Hold tight.
Hello? I'm trying to reach Scotty, please. Yeah, what's up? Hey, Scotty, how you doing, man? I'm trying to actually get a reference for Monica.
Monica? Well, you're talking about Monica, my ex-wife?
Yeah, I'm trying to get a reference on her if possible.
Oh, okay, so what, she applying for a job? She trying to go to work now?
No, this reference is actually for, like, a relationship.
A relationship? Say, hold up, homeboy, wait a minute. A relationship? You talking about a job relationship?
No. See, what this here is that I'm finna actually start dating Monica on the regular, and I'm calling you for a reference.
Whoa, homeboy, hold up. Wait a minute. Who did you say this is, and how you get my number?
My name's Phillip, man. My name's Phillip. I got your number out of Monica's phone.
Check this out, Phil. You don't need to call me with whatever you and Monica got going on. Y'all need to go on and deal with that.
No. I got that, brother. Hear me out, though. What I'm trying to say is that I figured if I could get a reference and figure out what kind of person she is and get a, you know, kind of get a background so you can kind of tell me what kind of person, her good points, her bad qualities, the whole nine. See, it might save me some time from being in a long relationship if I know what to look for, what's good and what's bad.
Say, homeboy, I know I'm not listening to this. I was married 12 years. Ain't nobody give me no reference, so don't call me asking for no like that. If you got number from Monica, you and Monica need to forget my
okay, but hold up, bro. Like I say, man, I'm just trying to I'm trying to figure out the good qualities and bad qualities. Like, you know, do she want to cook? You know, is she good in the bedroom? You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to just know what to look for, dog. That's all, man. I ain't trying to come
at you, man. Look, but I just can't believe calling another about some. I don't have her no more. Only thing I have to deal with is my child. You know what I'm saying? And you most definitely don't need to be around now. Say, dude, I got to go.
Okay, but can you give me a good reference on it? That's all I'm trying to get out of you, man.
The reference is don't dial my number ever again. And when I talk to Monica, me and her, but hey, you ain't going to have to worry about a relationship with Monica. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, hold up, man. Let me go and break this to you. First of all, me and Monica done dated for the last year off and on. We just finna get serious.
Whoa, hold up, dude. The last year, me and this woman just got a divorce a few months ago. Oh, so you that who must have messed up my
I'm not the reason why y'all broke up. I don't have nothing to do with that.
You that slick say, mate, why don't you slide your little slick back under that rock that you slid from under.
Hey, dog, I can slide right on back under the rock you talking about. But what I'm trying to ask you is this right here, man. Hey, dog, can you just give her brother some references, man? Something I can look out for, some signs that she might start tripping.
Reference I'm going to give you is when you don't have enough money, when she want that $1,200 bag, don't call me for that. When she needs some more money for this, oh, well, baby, I just gave you my check. What the don't mean nothing. And or you pull up your bank account, ain't no money in that. That's the reference your need. Ain't I need to hear from you. Especially if you who was around with my wife while we was married. Talking about married. Hold up. The reference is I'm going to find your. I'm going to call Monica and I'm going to track down. Then, yeah, give you a reference. Then, yeah, I'll give you a reference then, face to face.
Hey, dog, I ain't trying to have no altercation with you, man.
Oh, boy, you must have been trying to have something. You dialing my number.
Okay, dog, one more question, man, and then I'm going to be out your house. I just wanted a few things and know some background on her.
Man, you out of questions, homeboy. You out of questions.
Okay, but this I just need to know this because I want everything, hey, man, I want everything to run smooth, dog, and I want us to have a good understanding. Do you have a problem, man? With your little girl calling me daddy?
What the did you just ask? You asked me about my daughter.
Hey, calm down, dude.
Calm? I'm calm as I'm going to be. You asked about mine. This about mine.
Hey, dog, I'm just asking.
If I ever hear you around time, I will come and homeboy. Look, I'm going to find because you a bad. You missed the bag. You dial number. Not only you got that, but man, you talking about child?
I'm just asking, do you mind if she called me daddy?
Homeboy, look here, man. That child there, her name cannot come out your mouth. You hear what I'm saying? Say, man, this man, I don't have time, but I'm going to call that Monica, and I'm going to get your. Yeah, I'm going to get you. I'm out of here. You want. Why is you calling me back?
Scotty, I'm
hey,
trying
man,
to tell you
look
something.
Here, why are you dialing my number
back, I'm just
back,
trying to
man.
Tell you something.
Homeboy, you don't have nothing to tell me, homie.
No, I want to say, Scotty, just listen to me, man. I want to say this. This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your brother Brian got me to prank phone call you.
Hey, man, it's who?
Hey, Scotty, this is Tommy, man. Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your brother Brian got me to prank phone call you.
Say, man. Oh, well, I'm about to go, man. Hey, dude, I'm about to go ballistic over here, man. Hey, Brian got one coming, though.
Oh, man. You all right, man?
Yeah. Say, man. Man, Tommy, man, I'm glad you were playing, man, because talk about my little girl. Oh, boy, Brian, no, it's going to be on in his world, man.
Brian got you, man. He got you good, dog. Hey, man, one more thing, man. What is the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the land?
Man, a Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Somebody's gonna physically hurt you one day.
It's gonna happen, Jay, but I know you'll be there to the rescue for me.
Oh, you know it's gonna happen.
In the word of Trump, you're a loser.
June 30th is going down. It is MegaFest. Join me and my man, Cedric the Entertainer, a time to laugh at the Kate Bailey Hutchinson Convention Center in Dallas, Texas, June 30th, Friday night. A time to laugh. Tickets on sale right now. What you think? Yeah.
It's going to be nice. Yeah.
It's going to be
no
all
cursing.
Right.
No cursing at all.
No. And you know Cedric just got his honorary doctorate, so you're going to have to call him.
Oh, yeah, you're going to have to
deal
with
Dr.
that.
Dr. Cedric
yeah.
the Entertainer.
I got to call him doctor. Okay.
Yeah, doctor. Okay.
Uh-huh. Hey, babe.
Just
hey,
so you
hey,
know.
Hey, Bill Cosby got a doctor, too, ain't he?
Yes, Dr.
Cosby. Yeah, he does.
Yes. Worst role ever. He's not playing blind well at all.
What do you
at
mean?
All.
The cane. What do you mean, Jay?
The cane.
What?
He has, you know, he's got the glasses on.
Oh, the trial started.
Yeah, the trial started. He's got the guy leading him around. What is it, Tommy?
Yeah, but Jay, he got glasses on 1 minute, then the next minute he don't, you know. You got to pick your blind now. Which blind you going to be?
And he's got a cane
Tommy
in his hand.
Jay.
No. We see it. Yeah. He's got a cane in his hand that ain't touching the ground at all. I love you, Mr. Cosby, but you got to do better than your blind man. You got to do well.
And he got a dog laying in the cut, Jay. Like, you know, a couple weeks from now, we're going to come out with the dog. We're going to bring in the dog.
Y'all wrong for this.
Bless his heart.
Oh, man. On,
pick your blind, right. Man. You're going to have to let me know how blind you're going to be.
Coming up next, the Strawberry Letter. It's a good one. You don't want to miss it. Strawberry Letter. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
A Minnesota judge has ruled that Prince's six siblings are the official heirs to his estate. You know, there was some drama when he first passed away last year about this. So now a decision has been made. Carver County District Judge Kevin Ide ruled that since Prince died without a will, his sister, Tyka Nelson, and five half-siblings are his heirs. There are still people appealing to higher courts after they were rejected as possible heirs. And Ide said in his ruling that if the courts send those cases back to him, he'll still consider them. The judge had said in a previous order that he wouldn't declare the siblings as heirs until the appeals have been decided. But the siblings' lawyers claim that further delay would have increased costs for the estate. The estate is estimated to be worth around $200 million. And federal and state estate taxes are expected to be to take about half of that. So they're worth around, it's worth around 200. So if taxes take it, then they'll have 100 million to split between the six. So there
That's a pretty good split right there.
Yeah.
100 million split?
Yeah, 100 million split between six.
For who?
Six.
Six people.
For Prince.
Prince's siblings.
Prince's brothers and sisters.
Brothers and sisters.
His full sister, and then he's got five half sisters and brothers.
That's a lot of
them halves ain't supposed to count.
Huh?
Well, they got the same daddy, right?
Or mom.
Or
yeah.
Mom.
Yeah.
This is why you need a will. You really need a will.
Mm-hmm. You do.
And a living trust.
Yeah.
Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry Letter.
Subject, all these darn kids. What's going on, morning crew? I have been in a relationship with my woman for about 5 years now, and she is the mother of my son. When I met her, she already had one son that was still a baby. I've been taking care of him since. He don't have a clue who his real father is. I'm a good man, so I took on the responsibility. Eventually, we later had a kid together. This is all good, but now she wants to have another one. As tough as times is now, we don't need another child. I'm in school because I can't find a job, and she works part-time at a daycare center. We can't afford to have another baby, but she always wants to have sex. I'm with that. Her Medicaid done ran out, so she's not on the shot anymore. I like the pleasure of feeling the real thing when I do the do. I don't want a condom. This is my woman. I know we cool. Help me out, Steve. What would you do in this situation? My advice to you, based on everything you've said in this letter, is you can get a vasectomy. You certainly can. A lot of men do that.
I don't know.
A lot of men do it if you don't want any more children and you don't want to use protection. Because you are so right in your present financial state with you just working part-time, with her just working part-time. And
excuse me, I'm sorry.
With her just working part-time and you in school with no job, it will be a financial burden on you right now.
You're not cutting me.
We got it, Steve. But have you actually sat down and talked to her about this? Have you actually sat down and talked to her? I think you should discuss your options together. You guys have been together 5 years. You aren't married. But you know, you got to come up with some kind of plan, because if you don't want to use condoms, chances are she will get pregnant if you guys are going at the rate you're going. And this is not what you want. You guys both have to be on the same page. You're in a relationship together. Steve?
Well, dog, I don't really feel sorry for you, bro. I don't really know what to tell you, man. You got a problem that you ain't really trying to solve yourself, though. The question at the end of your letter is, Steve, what would you do in this situation? Don't ask me that. Let's really, though, dog, since you ain't put your name on here, don't ask Steve what he would do. Let's talk about what you ain't going to do. Because really, that's what's going on. don't even worry about what I do. Let's just talk about what you ain't going to do. First of all, this is your woman for 5 years now, and she's the mother of your son. This is your woman. So let's talk about the first thing you ain't gonna do. First of all, you ain't gonna get married. I don't see that in the letter no damn well. That ain't even on the horizon.
Because I know you're using the money as an excuse not to get married, because I did it. So I'm with you, player. I understand where you're at. You ain't, let's talk about what you ain't going to get married. Second thing, you ain't going to start wanting another baby no time soon. Okay, I'm just going over the things you ain't going to do. So we got what first now? You ain't getting married. Mm-hmm. You ain't going to start wanting another baby somewhere. Number three, you ain't working.
Ooh.
You done went back to school. You ain't working. I'm just going to, you ain't got to get mad at Uncle Steve. Uncle Steve just reading your letter back to you. See, at the end of the letter, Steve, what would you do in this situation? No, let's talk about what you ain't doing. You ain't working. You ain't getting married. And you ain't wanting to have another baby. Here's the next thing you ain't going to do. You ain't going to wear a condom. You just said that. You just missed the ain't right now. let's go back again. You ain't getting married. You ain't finna start wanting another baby. You ain't working. You ain't going to wear a condom. And here's the big one. You ain't going to stop doing the do.
Yeah.
Without the condom or the job or the willingness to have another baby or the marriage. So, really, dog, this is about you. You don't really care what your woman wants.
Mm.
Because this letter just, brother, is really about you. Mm-hmm. Your woman want another baby and she always want to have sex. But then guess what you said? I'm with that.
Yeah. Well, yeah. What,
well,
man?
Doggy, now, let's me and you do some math here. She always want to have sex. You with that. Once two people agree to that, it usually jump off. So let's say y'all at the house. That might be why you can't find no job. Because you at the house screwing. Every chance you get. Now, you ain't working, but you ain't finna stop doing the do, and you ain't gonna wear a condom. Mm. Let's just talk about this, dog. A lot of sex with no condom.
Yeah, chances are.
A lot of sex with no condom.
Chances are.
In the words of Shirley, chances are y'all finna have baby number three. Shirley said get a vasectomy. Please don't discuss that with Uncle Steve. I can't take a cut. I don't want an accident. You slip, cut too much.
You're crazy.
I'm out forever.
We'll be back with part two.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, come on. Part two of your response to today's strawberry letter. Let's have it.
Well, come on, big dog. You know, dog, Shirley gave some advice to the man.
Mm-hmm.
Out of all his love making and all his not wearing a condom, Shirley opened up her letter with, you could get a vasectomy.
Yep.
Wow. I immediately started shaking. Yeah. My palms got wet and I got cold on the inside.
I'm so very serious,
a
though.
A vasectomy.
For real. Yeah.
Woo!
That's painful. What? Sound painful, don't it?
Woo!
A lot of my boys done it, but it sounds
painful. I'm explaining something. Well, let me tell you why I can't do it. Because I have several names for it, and I can't afford for it to get injured. You can't snip and something happen. You can't cut off the gravy train. You can't do it. It's like shutting down the power to the housing unit.
Yeah.
It's like losing power to the locomotive.
Uh-huh.
It's like shutting down the lion tamer.
Yeah.
How you gonna, I can't take a cut.
Mm-hmm.
That I heard it through the grapevine. If you cut it, I can't hear it through the grapevine no
there
more.
There you go.
You're so crazy.
Just like telling the Pied Piper to shut up, don't blow your flute
yeah,
no
yeah,
more.
Yeah, don't play no more.
Can't you, it's like not having a hotline.
Yeah.
How we gonna get the information out? I can't take it. You gonna mess up and cut off the love tunnel.
Mm-hmm.
This can't even happen to me. Shirley and Carla can't relate to this, of course. That's like cutting off the monkey rope.
The what?
The monkey rope. A monkey got to have the rope. You can't cut off the monkey rope.
What is he talking?
That's like being a little boy and all of a sudden you got you ain't got no bike chain. Where you going?
Yeah, your master link done came off.
Can't have me doing that.
What you got to do with this?
That's like handing me the microphone and pull the cord out. What I'm supposed to say?
You can't get the information through.
It would just
what
be
you
cordless.
Talking about? That's like turning over the vegetable truck. We ain't ate nothing yet. Cutting off the pleasure pump. That's like not having I'm in the rodeo without the rope.
There you go.
I can't win.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Shutting down the love line. Hello?
But you didn't write the letter.
Nobody there.
It's not hello? About you.
Ain't nobody there. Ain't nobody
hello?
There.
Ain't nobody. He cut the wrong line. Excuse me. Is anybody there? Shutting down the joy maker.
The what, dog?
Joy maker. Joy I've had. You messed around and cut that line wrong.
Yeah. What his name?
Russell.
That's it.
What?
Russell the what?
You bet not.
The what?
You bet not.
Shut up, Carla.
You bet not say. You shut up.
Russell
you bet
what?
Not say.
Russell the Wonder Muscle.
There it is.
We have to go, Steve. You know we do. Email or Instagram us your thoughts on today's Strawberry Letter at My Girl Shirley, all right? Yeah, okay. I know we're in the business of, you know, getting people in a good mood on the way to work and making them laugh, but we got to talk about something serious right now. If you're just waking up, a horrible news story. The Ariana Grande concert in Manchester, England last night ended in chaos and, worst of all, carnage. At last check, 22 people are confirmed dead. More than 50 are injured. Wow. Yeah, it's so sad. Following an apparent explosion at the Manchester Arena, the show had just wrapped when attendees were leaving and they heard a loud boom. At first, there was confusion, but then as people realized what had happened, hysteria exploded. There have been reports that a suicide bomber wearing a backpack perpetrated the attack, but that's not confirmed. This is just in. A 23-year-old man has been arrested in connection with the concert bombing, and ISIS is claiming responsibility for this bombing. The show had just wrapped when attendees were leaving and they heard this loud boom. At first, there was all sorts of confusion, but then as people realized what happened, hysteria exploded.
Yeah, that's a big problem.
Take a listen to an eyewitness account of what happened.
As we get to the top of the steps, we heard the biggest explosion, and it was literally about 20 meters from where we were stood. Everyone started panicking. We initially thought it was a terrorist attack, because that's just what you think because of what's going on. People were screaming and shouting. It was the worst experience ever.
So sad.
Wow, man.
Really sad. The UK police chief says the Manchester explosion is being treated as a terror attack. Take a listen to that.
We are currently treating this as a terrorist incident until we have further information. We are working closely with National Counter-Terrorism Policing Network and UK intelligence partners. This is clearly a very concerning time for everyone.
Again, this just in, a 23-year-old man has been arrested in connection with the concert bombing, and ISIS is claiming responsibility for the matter. We'll keep you posted. Of course, Ariana Grande later took to Twitter and simply offered that she's broken. From the bottom of my heart, she says, I am so sorry. I don't have words. Shortly thereafter, she canceled the rest of her European tour dates. Ariana Grande will not perform anytime soon. An inside source informed TMZ that she suspended her Dangerous Woman tour. She had 3 weeks of shows still planned in Europe. Yeah.
But the other question is, do you still take your kids to concerts?
Absolutely.
Just like right here, Carla.
Yeah.
You have a daughter.
Oh, yeah. I took my daughter. Yeah. We went to see Fifth Harmony. We've been to the Beyonce concert. It's scary times.
Yeah. Speaking from Israel, President Trump said it was the work of evil losers. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right. We talked earlier about Prince's will and how, you know, his siblings finally are going to get some of his estate that was left over. Do you guys have a will?
Yes, I have a will and a living trust. Definitely. Yeah.
Oh,
and,
wow.
My kids are going to be so upset at me. So upset.
Oh, I
And what I think you should tell people before you leave here that they're not getting a damn thing.
But yeah, isn't that the point?
I agree with
in
that
making
point.
A will that so they can get something?
Let them
something?
Know early so they don't, when dad die, we don't. No, you're not getting any of that because you're not in it. And if you are in it, there ain't going to be nothing left. I've designed my life so that by the time I die, I'm living my life
out.
So bad. It's all gone.
Why even, what's out. The point of the will then?
Just so that the lawyer can see the look on their face. Just enjoyment.
Jay?
As I'm
Jay?
Dead, I'm I know.
How many kids do you have?
Three. I wish I was there, but I'm dead. I can't see it.
Wish I could see it.
Yeah. It's your closing joke, Jay.
Bring me back as a ghost so I can see it. Lord, so I can,
Tommy, what you got, man? What yeah, who you got in the will?
You have a will, Tommy?
I'm leaving oatmeal in my car because I think he deserves it.
Uh-huh.
Eugene can have pretty much all my jewelry and stuff. I got a little bit of jewelry, so leave that for him. Other than that, my little girl can have all the money. That's about the smartest one in the house.
Okay,
that's it.
You see anything
wrong? What about your wife?
Yeah.
It don't make no kind of sense.
Anyone else see anything wrong with what he just said?
This don't make no sense.
My daughter can have all
the money.
Steve,
this is your nephew. He's leaving.
If she really loved me, she shouldn't be that far behind.
Wow.
What?
If she really loved me, she shouldn't be that far behind me.
Well, you finna find out some things.
Not that much love in the world.
You can stop looking over your shoulder.
You know how when somebody pass and they really in love, the other person die like 2-3 days later? So she should.
Yeah, that's not gonna happen
to
you, though.
But back up. No one sees that he's leaving things to people that are in his head. Oatmeal and butterfly.
Yes, I just
come
in
on,
case
Steve,
it's
this
possible.
Is your nephew. Huh?
Just
no.
In case it's possible.
If she really loved me.
Pearly, did you want me to leave you something? Is that what it is?
Oh, no. However, I'm just trying to figure out how are they gonna get it? Oatmeal and the butterfly. You're dead. Don't they die with you?
I'm not expecting. They weren't born with me. Why would they die with me?
This is too much. Y'all don't think this is too much?
Been too much.
This don't make no kind of sense.
Oh,
uh-oh.
And Junior.
Junior.
Uh-huh.
You get my player's bag with all my little toys and stuff in it. You get that player. You're going to need that.
Don't
trust
me.
Player bag with the toys in it. What you mean?
You got toys in there.
An old used player bag.
Huh? You talking about that tricycle we got you that time?
I ain't talking about no tricycle. I'm talking about a player's bag.
Stuff
but when you go, when you go see your lady,
like
you need a bag like this.
What?
You're going to have to steam everything in there.
Star Wars lightsaber
in there
or something?
Yeah. He got the little bitty hand. Little itty bitty mitts.
Steve, I know you have a will, though. I know you do.
Now.
Huh?
Yeah, we got one.
Come on, I want to hear. I better.
Okay,
I know I better.
Yeah.
Who getting
okay,
it?
Okay, who's getting what?
Well, you know, I mean, you know, I'm doing everything for the family, really.
Uh-huh.
Right.
I got
right.
Rose and Noah.
The grandchildren.
Al,
okay.
Buddha.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
They all in there. Got revamped when they came.
Oh, they before me. They just got
so, you know, at a certain age, I'm trying to leave them something.
Every time you say family, Tommy thinks that, you know.
This here about eight, you got to be three or four for you to leave something? This about eight?
No, man, like, you know, like they can't get money in increments, like at 18, 25, then
like
35.
Like a trust or something.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't get it all at once and blow it.
Yeah, and blow it. Mm.
Yeah.
The bigger amounts is later in life when you should appreciate it and know what to do with it more.
Okay.
What about you?
You don't give an 18-year-old millions of dollars. Don't do that. Mm-hmm.
No. That makes sense.
Okay, so of course I'm mature enough to have whatever's left for me.
You what, Precious? You what?
Did he say manure?
Mature.
Oh, mature. I thought he said manure.
Okay, so we could talk about it. What did you
So you mature enough to do what, Tom?
T- to get whatever, you know, you leave in me. I don't have to wait till I get a certain age. You just give me. You can actually give me mine now.
Well,
why you alone?
I give it all to you the day you can ride all the rides.
What do you mean, ride all the rides?
What do you mean? Oh, boy, you're going to be stuck.
Ride all the rides.
You mean you're tall? Where? What are you talking about?
Well, you know, when you go in line, you got to be taller than the stick.
Dang it, Tommy.
Tippy-toeing, he going to be doing that day, trying to get that money.
What?
What about Junior?
Jay ain't got no money to even consider paper.
What'd you say? You can't afford the lawyer.
Yeah.
I don't even know how much that high ass mini paper costs.
Man, it's $34.49. I'm finna leave. I ain't got no money to consider the paper, by the way.
It'll cost you more to file it.
Yeah.
The filing fee eat up the inheritance. It's $750 to file your will. Well, y'all, that was it. I tried.
Oh, y'all just gabble for no reason.
Hey, I tell y'all what, though.
What?
In Texas, this lady died. She had millions. She called all her kids in and had them around the bed. She said, I just want y'all to open up this envelope for what I've left y'all. And her kids treated her bad, evidently. Man, that lady passed. They opened up that envelope. She had left all the money to her dog.
Wow. I've heard that happen.
Yeah.
Every.
Yeah.
You can do that.
Yeah,
but the dog don't know.
And so.
Give it to the dog. He pee on it.
The state gets it.
Wow.
We learned so much.
A lot about you guys.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to a song.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Well, guys, in case you missed it, the National Board of the NAACP voted on Friday to dismiss the organization's president, the Reverend Cornell William Brooks. Yeah, I didn't hear about this. Just 3 years ago, after putting Brooks in charge of the nation's largest and perhaps the best-known civil rights organization, NAACP Board Chairman Leon Russell said the change is necessary to better position the organization to combat the onslaught of civil rights assaults and rollbacks the board expects under President Trump and Attorney General Jeff Sessions, and to prepare the organization to shape the country in the next century. Now, according to the Washington Post, in the wake of Trump's election, civil rights organizations have raised concerns about the administration's willingness to protect Black and Latino voting rights, stem the tide of predatory financial products that target consumers of color, and address criminal justice and education disparities. While Brooks has been present at social justice demonstrations across the country, Chairman Leon Russell says the board is looking for a leader who can focus on strengthening the local chapters and navigating local, regional, and state policymaking processes. Oh, okay, so they didn't think his local game was strong enough, so they let him go. Wow.
Mm.
Yeah.
I didn't hear anything.
Was right. I didn't know that.
Well, think younger, the millennium, is it, what is it?
Millennials.
Millennials listen or get involved in NAACP with such organizations as Black Lives Matter and stuff like that, do they?
Well, I think they were involved in Black Lives Matter.
I mean, do they listen to the NAACP?
That's are they socially? Oh, I see what you're saying. As opposed to
Black Lives Matter and stuff like that.
Well, I have said for years, and I don't know if it's still a good idea. I've always thought that the name should change to fit the times.
Yeah.
And I think that there has to be an injection of youth into it.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not going to make this happen with the same old regime that's been in there, because all they're doing is getting older and dying.
Mm-hmm.
You have to go and get these young people, man, so they can run this thing. You keep putting these 60-year-old dudes in charge, man, that's it. They old. They come in there with the same rhetoric. That's why the organization doesn't grow. They've helped so many kids with college. They've done some great things.
They've helped
so many people in situations. But it's just you have to change.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing lasts forever. You just can't stay that way without change.
That's what you have an issue with too, Steve, the colored people that
see
in the ACP.
Yeah, and Cornell Brooks wasn't that old, though.
I didn't think he was that old.
This president that they just appointed. I hear what you're saying, Steve, the old ways of just still people running it. But
the board.
Yeah.
They old.
Yeah.
They got to put young people in there, man, with new ideas. Social media capabilities, the thoughts, the concern of young people.
Yeah. You got to change with the times.
Period. Until you do that,
the white lady running one
organization is doomed.
Yeah.
They're not signing up a lot of new people.
I mean, and we've appreciated, we definitely need organizations like this. I don't think it should go away or anything like that. But fresh ideas, things like that, like you're saying, Steve, would definitely breathe new life into the organization.
How are they reaching younger people? Yeah.
And they should have some young people reaching young people. All right, in other news, according to Vibe magazine, Colin Kaepernick's jersey will be a part of the Smithsonian's National Museum of African American History and Culture. Okay.
Wow.
Yeah, it's the same gear that Kaepernick wore while taking a knee against injustice, speaking of Black Lives Matter, Jay, during last year's NFL season. But that's not all. A pair of shoes and a picture of Kaepernick was also donated to the museum by sociologist.
Has he got signed by a team yet?
No, so he playing for the Smithsonian.
Well, I think he's with the Canadian Football League. Him and RG3 and Johnny Manziel. I think they're going to some kind of Canadian football league.
Just say Junior.
He playing for the Smithsonian.
Is that what he said? I didn't hear him say that. Stupid. Yeah. They
were jersey
football team.
Yeah,
he got picked up yet.
And it's a shame too. Do you think they doing this on purpose, damn man?
Doing what?
Not picking him up.
The Kaepernick.
Do you think he's been like blackballed?
I mean, the owners have gotten together and decided that he's going to be too much of a distraction, and they don't want him on the team. That kneeling hurt without the proper explanation. If Kaepernick had have explained himself better at the beginning, he had every right to do what he did. What he did was right with what he did. The explanation of it didn't get out in time. And when you got them soldiers standing out there and that flag unfurled and everybody honoring the flag with all that's going on, see, it's politically correct now to honor the flag. When you took a knee without explaining yourself that he was not against the flag, but he was against the way countries were treating African Americans, it would have been a lot more palatable. He didn't get the messaging out right. Is then he came back with the T-shirt with Castro Malcolm X on it, I believe.
Yeah.
He didn't explain that. And it just went, this guy's too much of a distraction. And that's hurt his career. But I was proud of the stance he took. But he did not explain the stance to the people. And when he took that knee, when that flag came out, they thought he was once you do that to him, they just lock and load him.
Okay.
But his reasoning for doing it was absolutely 100% correct. He just didn't get the explanation.
But he wasn't against soldiers. They thought he was against military.
Yeah man. Yeah. And that's not what he was doing. No. But they thought it was against them, and you can't do that.
I mean, the Browns didn't even sign him up.
And we need any damn body.
Anybody. Y'all can.
We just need somebody that could take a snap. Oh my
heart! Ask you, Steve, is he that good of a quarterback?
Oh, Colin, he took him to the Super Bowl, didn't he? They didn't win, but
yeah. But I mean, he's that good of a quarterback.
3 years ago,
when you see other quarterbacks getting signed, they got no business getting signed. Like you see Ryan Fitzpatrick get a $3 million deal for 1 year.
Yeah, but then our guy, the Cleveland Browns guy, he out already.
Robert Griffin III?
No. The quarterback we drafted from Notre Dame. He out.
Oh, no.
Got hurt first day of training camp.
From the Texans?
Man.
Couldn't take a snap.
It's a shame in this free country.
Man.
You can't protest.
You can't take a knee.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, here's a story about leftovers. It's called Better the Second Day. Carla's baby girl, Tasha, we love her, just had leftovers last night. Mm-hmm. She swore it tastes better the second day. Right, Carla?
Yes.
So,
yes.
I love leftovers. I don't know about you guys, but can you name some other things that taste better the second day?
Pizza.
Yeah, pasta. Anything.
Cold chicken.
Yeah. I love pasta.
Chili.
Chili.
Yeah. Ooh. Gumbo.
Yeah. Gumbo.
Gumbo. Sure.
Gumbo.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Greens.
Greens.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
The ice cream. The dressing.
Second day.
Oh, dressing. Yeah, yeah, dressing.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Sweet potato pie.
Sweet potato
pie. Yeah, when it's been in the refrigerator.
Cold, when it's
I love cold sweet potato pie.
Ham.
Yeah, Junior.
I think we've named just about everything.
No. Yeah. Monica, you saw it.
What about Mexican food? I haven't tried that the second day.
I don't know.
I'm not sure right then.
Chinese food is good the second day.
Chinese food,
yeah.
Soul food, Italian food.
Soul food,
Italian food. That's what Tasha loves, lasagna.
Yeah, I love any pasta cold.
Cold hot dogs, not even cooked, right out the pack.
Not past them.
Jay, you lost us on that.
Yeah, I'm passing.
I'm out. Cold hot dogs.
You know, some things when you're poor, it just kind of spill over to when you get a little bit of money. You still eat them the same way.
Oh, you don't
right
know,
out the pack.
You don't know Tommy's hot dog story, do you?
Tell me what y'all
doing. Man, that's some crazy uncle I got, man. When I was growing up, he used to boil a hot dog and wouldn't give me none of the hot dog. Told me that hot dog soup, he would eat that the next morning. Just pour me some of that and told me that I thought I was eating hot dog soup for years, man. I was eating old hot dog water.
You talk to me, man.
Yeah.
With that film on the top of it.
With that film, man, that little bubbly stuff. Yeah, man. Had me thinking I had the best thing anywhere. Boy, I'm gonna make you some hot dog soup, boy.
And I'll put a little pepper in it.
Dress it up a little bit.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, you topped me on a hot dog soup.
What are you gonna do?
Hot dog soup, man.
What are you gonna do? He's stupid.
Oh, gosh. What are you gonna do?
What are you gonna do? He's stupid.
Stupid and 10 years younger. He don't.
Hot dog soup. Yeah.
What's a food you gotta eat right away though?
French fries.
Yeah, fries. That's a good one. Yeah.
Gotta eat French fries right away.
Even burgers you have to eat right away.
Steak.
You want those hot.
I'm gonna share something with y'all. Okay. All right. You in your car.
Uh-huh.
And you, this is just me. This is my car, right?
Okay.
And you found an old French fry.
Do you do it?
Jay.
Do you
and
do
it's
it?
Sitting there.
Come on, Jay.
Okay. You know, a crispy French fry cannot hurt you at all, right?
You sound like some diabetes.
It's sitting. Today. Wait a minute. Let me explain. It's sitting right there, right?
Again, I'm out. This is like the hot cold.
It's got a crunch to it.
Uh-uh. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, here we go with just one more thing. Sand and Soul. Woo! Coming up. It's getting close.
It is.
Yeah, it's getting close.
Countdown.
October 6th through the 9th in the Bahamas.
Sand and Soul.
Sand and Soul Festival. And we got to say, speaking of that, we have to say congratulations to Ronnie DeVoe of New Edition. He and his wife are expecting twins.
Nice.
Congratulations
They're making New Editions. See what I did there?
I see what you did there.
That's growing up. That's life, man. Good job. Yeah. Sand and Soul is October 6th through the 9th in luxurious Bahamas. Man, y'all come join us, man. We just going to have a good time chilling in the sand, man. Chilling in the sand, playing gambling at the casino, eating at all those wonderful restaurants, sitting out at poolside, riding on the lazy river, sitting out on the beach, ordering drinks, getting all that good food, going to restaurants at night, plenty of shopping, and no seminars. Yeah! SandAndSoulFestival.com, man. It's filling up fast, y'all. Don't get left out. Filling up fast. Oh, boy.
How are we going to learn stuff if there are no seminars?
Wait, come now. I already know what you need to know to come over there, him.
Say come already.
Yeah, just come out. I tell you what, just come with what you do know.
How about that?
Yeah, most of y'all grown got good sense anyway. Bring that with you.
I'm with you, Steve. Welcome. You don't want to be in no conference room in Paris.
No, I'm not going to be up there. No seminars. No, I'm not going to. I don't even know if I'm going to.
You won't walk away.
You won't
in
see
power.
One sea lion accident at all with black people. It will not happen.
Man. No, not at all.
No, it's not going to happen.
No. As soon as a black person slip in chest deep water, they go sit their ass down.
Chest deep.
Yeah, because you think you're gone.
Yeah. In there to save.
You ever been at the so beach scary. In chest deep water and took one more step and it threw you up under? And when you got back up there, you ain't go back
ain't
out there
back
no
out
more.
No yeah. more.
Sit your butt down somewhere.
You come back and be talking about, man, it was a sinkhole.
It's 3 feet
ocean flow just opened up, almost swallowed.
Then we just exaggerate.
We already too scared right. to be at the beach anyway.
You know, I got to tell you this, guys. We're all helpful. We're at work. We like to help each other and stuff like that. Well, according to a new study, stopping by the desk of your coworker to help them when you're already tired can actually increase mental exhaustion and lead to a toxic work environment filled with resentment and sabotage. So you can't help anyone if you're tired.
Just keep it moving.
Yeah.
Well, if you stop by my desk, you're going to get a damn memo. So. All right.
You're not going to let the memo go, man.
I'm hanging, riding with my story.
Well, what if somebody needs your help, your coworker? What are you telling them?
But if you're tired, it just makes you mad that you stopped to help them.
Yeah, they're not saying completely ignore them. Yeah. They're just saying.
Don't do it when you're tired.
Yeah, just when you're tired, you know, don't do it because it makes it worse.
Now, you angry.
Yeah, it makes the situation worse.
Well, when I'm tired, I can't hear good, no, huh?
Oh,
one of the first things that shuts off when I'm tired is my hearing.
You just start tuning people out, Steve.
I don't know if I start to, it just tunes people out because I need all my energy. So I don't even hear you no more.
Why am I helping
Steve,
my coworker
Steve,
anyway?
Steve. You don't hear any of that, huh?
Mm-mm. Hell no. I didn't hear it just now. Once you called me twice, I said she won't. So.
I know you did. You hear me.
Yeah, automatically tune you out.
Mm-hmm.
What did you say, Tommy? Why do you help your coworker?
Why am I trying to help my coworker anyway?
Because we're a team. It's a company.
You don't know what you're doing?
We all trying to win together.
Yeah.
But you don't know what you're doing?
At my job?
Yeah. At your job, yeah.
I'm trying to get this check and go home.
You don't do your part.
Anybody have a coworker you hate seeing coming down the hall?
Hell yeah.
How much stuff you tear up in your desk when they see him coming?
You ever pull up in the parking lot and don't want to walk in at the same time with somebody just sit in your car?
Or when your boss comes through and you try to do busy work, you're not doing anything. But when your boss comes, you're on the phone.
Oh, man.
Or the one that walks in with that breath.
Woo!
Oh.
People you hope can speak to you.
Yeah.
Pray that they
But I got it's people when I sold insurance, I had a dude had breath and I just told him the third day he talked to me, I wasn't there but three days. Hey, listen, let me tell you how this is gonna work. I said, my man, excuse me,
put that H on you.
But I said, hey bro, listen to me, sir. I don't want you talking to me. Excuse me?
I don't want you
talking to me. Because you got a hygiene problem going on in your mouth, and you just shared it with me, and I can't take it, man. So if you don't mind, just don't talk to me. Are you saying that I have a breath problem? That's exactly what I'm saying. Cup your hand over your mouth and feed it back to your damn self. Let me know what you think. Do that. Well, I'll admit it's a little off, you know. I've been here since 10, you know, but I just had coffee. No, that ain't coffee.
That's biting through coffee.
Yeah, that ain't coffee right there.
And that's been in your mouth.
You done sipped on a warm cup of manure. That's what that is.
Wow.
Oh yeah.
You just told him, huh?
No, 3 days. I didn't like him no way. You can quit talking to me. We not fitting to be friends. Mm. I don't like you or your breath.
Well, congratulations to Beyonce. She won her 5
Go ahead and turn that thing, Shirley.
Awards on Sunday. And then she's having her baby shower number 2 for her twins that she's having.
Was she at the Billboard?
Big push party.
No, she wasn't there. She didn't make it. She didn't make it. She's pregnant.
Yeah, but her.
Ladies and gentlemen, have a great weekend. We love you. It's the Steve Harvey Morning Show signing off. See you tomorrow.
It's Tuesday.
Turn your volume up if you're with me, please. Oh, yeah, in the morning.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old, unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarvey.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.